I've probably told you a couple of stories about my brother, Nick, my four younger brother, Nick, who's obviously, because I'm the older brother, I'm much superior to him. I'm only kidding, of course, to you younger siblings out there. But you know what? I like playing tricks on him. And I want to tell you, when I grew up at a place called Broken Hill, and I lived about 30 kilometres out of town. My dad worked for the water board, which sounds kind of interesting, but he actually pumped the water into town for Broken Hill. When they needed water, he'd turn on the big engines and they'd pump all the water into town 30 kilometres away. And it was great because every now and then we'd run out of water and there would be like nothing in the reservoir. I lived next to this reservoir. It was a gorgeous place and wildlife everywhere and this beautiful water next to my house. And I loved it. But when it went dry, it was even more fun because you could make a big football field out of the mud and you could run around. You can have all sorts of fun on the mud. But it took a while for the mud to dry out. It took about a year for the mud to really dry out. And so what you'd do is you'd be very careful, right? You'd step on the mud and see how soft it was, you know. And maybe you'd throw a little bit of mud at each other. This one day, right, we thought the mud was completely dry. And I found this spot where it wasn't. For some reason, the water was still there. It was still really wet. And this thing, like, it looked like it was dry. So I had an idea. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'm going to trick my brother and I'm going to make him walk into it and step on it and get his shoes all muddy, right? This seemed like the height of wit to me at the time. I thought it was going to be really funny. And it was, but that's not the point. Because when I led him over and I said, oh, I come this way, Nick, and he followed me, I carefully stepped over it, but he stepped right in it. And you guess what? It wasn't just a little bit of water. It wasn't just even a little bit soft. He went down to his hip in mud. His entire legs and shoes were caked in mud. And of course, do you think he was happy with me about that? No! And I was rolling around on the dry mud laughing my head off because it was so funny. And then I noticed that he was actually really upset. So I helped him out and walked him back to the house and hosed him off. Because, you know, that's what you do. And here's the thing, right? That wasn't a very nice thing to do, was it? If I'd seen that he was about to step in something like that, what should I have done? Say, watch out. Exactly right. I should have warned him, right? Because I knew that it was there, didn't I? So, you know what? Jesus says, because you know stuff about me and other people don't, you need to say to them, watch out. Yeah? Because we've been saved. We know we can trust Jesus to save us, but not everyone does. So we of us who know Jesus, it's our job to tell people about Jesus. That's our way of saying watch out, okay? So if you see anyone who's in danger of stepping into mud or doing something else and getting into trouble, you can say watch out, okay? How's that sound? All right, and don't trick your brothers and sisters.